Brad, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Just want to get your take on how the Marathon gasoline spill cleanup is going. Before we dive into that, they recently received an update. And I guess we should give kudos to Marathon. They've been very good at updating the media with the work that they're doing out there.
Yeah, they have. They've been updating the media every Friday. We have a conference call, get an update, and have a standing agreement that if we need any further updates between Fridays, we can. But generally, they've been really good about getting the work done on the ground. You know, Wolverine and Marathon both hit this thing with a lot of people and a lot of expertise, and they did it fast.
Yeah.
So the good news is they got on top of this early. As soon as they figured out there was a problem, they've got it mapped out, and so they know what the edges of this plume look like. But now the cleanup is just a matter of trying to figure out how much is in there.
Marathon recently released the information that they had a bigger spill than first anticipated.
Well, and initially they were working with field estimates that they put together a day after it was handed off to them from Wolverine. So, you know, we expected that the field estimate would change over time as they brought in better equipment to review the situation and see what was going on down there. And it has. I mean, it's not good news, don't get me wrong. But really all that's going to change here is the amount of time that it takes them to clean up gasoline out of the exact same size plume. It's just denser in there than what they initially thought.
Well, they believed that the release of the product was between 7 and 11,000 barrels or between 294 and 462,000 gallons. Where exactly, Brad, did this gasoline go? How far down into the ground did it sink?
I don't know exactly how far down into the ground. It's sitting on top of the water table down there, and the water table isn't very far down. It's as shallow in some places as 8 to 10 feet. They've got gas through the ground, and so it's down there right now. We've had a really wet spring, as you know, and so that's put a lot of water down in there, and it's actually helped that gasoline stay up on top nearer the surface. It's going to make it easier to clean up.
And it's almost surprising that none of this water has been contaminated, at least from the test results that you have so far.
Well, like I said, they've got it contained. We're not near anybody's wells, and so they're going to continue to check wells throughout the area just to make sure. But the area where this is at, they've got a good idea of exactly where the plume is at and how they're going to clean it up, and it's going to take longer than expected, but it's not spreading.
There is one farmer whose fields have been affected by this. Do you know if he's planning to plant this season?
I'm not aware of what his plans are. As I understand it, I think he's in negotiations with Marathon right now.
Okay. And finally, Brad, before I let you go, what is the DEQ's role in what's going on with the cleanup?
Well, we're overseeing the cleanup. You know, Marathon's got teams of specialists and folks out there. Some of them work for Marathon, some of them are contractors, but we're overseeing it. They come up with a plan for how they want to address this. They bring it to the DEQ, and we sign off on it and say it will work or it won't work. And we've got field staff who are out there every day working with Marathon's folks to make sure that they're doing it right, to answer questions, to oversee it. And that's our role.
Have you had to change anything from what they've submitted to you?
No, so far it's been, well, we've had to change some things, but they were pretty technical things. You know, so far the company's done a really good job, and that's what our folks have been telling me, is that they've been on top of it so far. And they'll get it cleaned up. It's just going to take longer than they initially thought.
All right, Brad Werfel is with the MDEQ, and thanks so much for your time this morning.
Tony, thank you. Have a good day.